Money FM 89.3, the best of the afternoon update. The View on Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us here on Money FM 89.3. Property cooling measures announced. Of the measures that were announced, we saw tighter housing loans, 15-month wait for private home owners to buy HDB flats. And this after we saw HDB resale prices rise for 26 straight months. It's a tough market for home buyers. But if you are in the market, we're going to hear some tips and a bit of experience from Priti Nera. Priti, please. She's just bought her first home. Priti, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. Welcome to the afternoon update.
Thanks for having me. I'm very excited to share all about the brand new home.
So yes, tell us about your experience. What would you say is the key lesson that you've learned from purchasing your first home? What was the experience like for you?
So I went into it completely clueless because I was, at that point, I was still 26 years old. And of course, in Singapore, it's kind of impossible to buy a house. So I had to go through a lot of like, I spoke to my MP, you know, I had to write a lot of appeals into HDB. So that was happening for a long time. And I finally was able to buy a house as a family nucleus. So it's myself, my brother and my mom. And my brother and I are the owners of the house and my mom is an occupant. So that was a whole process. So I would say the main thing like behind, like in hindsight, now when I look back, I'm like, I'm really grateful that we took a lot of time and we did a lot of research. So we spoke to so many friends who are like brand new homeowners as well. But the situation was also very different because most of them are BTO like homeowners. But for us, it's we were buying a resale as like a family unit. So it was very tricky, but we did take our time to do a lot of research when it came to bank loans, HDB loans. And for us, making those decisions were really important. So we took our time and I'm glad like here we are now. I think we made the right decision because I saw about the bank loans and how the fixed interest rate is going to be like, it's not going to be as good as it used to be. So I think we bought a house at a good time.
How long did it take you to find the right property?
So this is actually quite funny, but when we started the home search, we actually decided to embark on it on our own. So we did not like engage a property agent. So when we started, my brother and I literally just went on to Property Guru 99.co and we were just searching up, okay, what's in the area? What's in an ideal spot? So the home that we ended up buying was literally the first home that we viewed on our own. But we went on to view way more homes. So like we eventually engaged an agent and he arranged so many viewings for us. But somehow we ended up buying the first house. But because we had an agent already involved, he helped us like close everything. And it was so much more convenient to have someone who could help with the whole process.
And the paperwork as well, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of paperwork.
Yeah. That's right. And you went through renovation as well. What was that like? Because renovations often aren't easy.
The same thing, actually. We took a long time to decide if we were going to go the interior design route or actually just work with a contractor directly. So after speaking to a bunch of friends, we had no confidence to just work with a contractor because we thought like we would need to do a lot of the work. We thought we would need to kind of work as an agency and manage all the vendors and do all that. But we had amazing contractors who, they took on everything. They worked like an ID. They really like gave us so much design advice. So the process was actually really fast considering like we are in a global pandemic. It actually took like 2.5 months for a 5-room HDB full reno. And I was really impressed by that.
Yeah.
But I think they also had to expedite everything. But we were also renting before that. So it was a very tricky like timeline of we needed to get out of our previous house and we couldn't extend our rent anymore. So our contractors just made it work. They expedited everything and we managed, even we did move in before renovation was fully complete, but they saved all like the minor works for the end. So we could still live with like all the renovation happening.
And you know, there's always a lot of talk about sustainability and making homes climate friendly. What were some of the key considerations that you thought about or put into your home and your renovation?
So we really went into this with like a blank slate because I've been renting houses my whole life. So like after my family lost our childhood home, I really like the smallest things to even hanging something up on my wall or even painting my room was just it was so much fun for me when we moved into this house. And I was like, I could finally do these things. I could pick, like, the wall in front of me is completely painted blue. I can hang, like, a portrait up on my wall. I'm like, these things are so exciting to me. So, of course, we had a lot of fun with all the different aspects in the house. And we did focus on things like, okay, we really wanted to have, like, blinds in the house. And I know that's something that you noticed as well. So we have, like, Dura blinds and zip track blinds throughout our house. So we have a lot of glass elements because it kind of just makes the whole house way brighter and just looks so much more spacious. So we made sure to, like, add in, like, these couple of considerations so we could, like, just have more space without, like, you know, actually creating more space.
And so that said, with so much that you're able to do now with your own home, what's your favorite feature?
Ooh, okay, so I have a walk-in wardrobe, which is mind-blowing to me. But so we tore down the storeroom and my room has a little extension. So I took the storeroom and it is all glass. So I can see everything in my wardrobe and there's a vanity
all your
inside.
Shoes.
So yeah. So my shoes are all, everything has a space. Like it's so much fun. And I'm also a Virgo. So I'm very like, I love organizing things. I have so much fun. Like when things are placed where they're supposed to be. So yeah, having a walk-in wardrobe is just so much fun for me. And getting ready is just very exciting.
Okay, Priti, we've got a question that's come in from one of our listeners, Hongbin.
We have several though, but Arif says this is a very important question. What's a crucial tip you would give to your first-time renters or property buyers?
Ooh, I would say take your time. Like, don't just, like, we just got lucky by getting the first house that we viewed, but really take your time with it and consider everyone's considerations. Because if you're not, like, living on your own, it really matters. Like, accessibility, you know, like, how long is it going to take for you to buy food every day, you know, get to the MRT, all these things. Like, consider everyone's considerations.
We've got more questions coming. Someone says, I want to know how much you spent in total on your renovation. You don't have to reveal the number, but did you go over budget? Because that's often the perception, right? You're going to do a renovation.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a little bit saved, but I know I need extra because it's probably going to burst that. But did you find that was the case?
For us, because we went into it like just asking our friends for advice and stuff, I was told that a simple like a full overhaul 5-room renovation would be around 50K. So because we were not doing like a simple, like, you know, just to go there and live. We were really like trying to make this our dream home. So for sure, I would say we were over budget, but it's also tricky because I did reach out to a lot of vendors. I did work together with a lot of different brands and clients. So I did feature a lot of their stuff in my house. So there were a couple of discounts here and there. So I wouldn't say like my experience is completely, you know, like how it would be for everyone for sure. But yeah, you know, it was a very interesting collaborative journey and a lot of like everyone we worked with as well. We made sure like, we took our time with it and we really went to everyone's showrooms. We really like spoke to our contractors about every decision we made and we definitely were over budget, but I would say it's worth it.
Well, it's your home. And you mentioned you want to make it your dream home as well with your own Carrie Bradshaw closet. I'm very jealous,
so jealous
of your walk-in. We've got a few other questions that have come in before we get on to your business journey. We've got one question that's come in from Frida. Well, a few are asking for which ID or which interior designer you worked with. I'm assuming that's on your social media. People can go and check it out.
Yeah, so I'm actually going to be, I filmed an entire house tour. I did all of that. So I'm currently in the midst of editing everything. So I think in the month of October, all the content will be live on my page. And I didn't end up working with interior designers. I worked with a pair of contractors. So I'll be tagging them and for sure, shouting out all the great work that they do.
So stay tuned for that. We've got another question that's come up and it says, how did you end up choosing your ideal? Though I know that you ended up working with contractors. So perhaps how did you end up choosing your contractors?
So I was just at my friend's house and I was so impressed by the renovation that she did in the house and she immediately put me in touch with her contractors. But before we decided to go the contractor route, we spoke to so many IDs and the quotes that we got were insane. They were like so over budget that I was like, there is no way we can do this. We need to scale it back. So I was immediately very thrown off by all the ID quotes. And that's why I was like, okay, you know what? Let's speak to the contractors. Let's see like how much they would do the same thing for. So immediately when we spoke to them, I think that kind of like cancels out a lot of like I guess, other hidden costs. And they were very upfront about like how much specific things were going to cost. And it wasn't just like a lump sum type of thing. So it was very easy to kind of cancel out things that we didn't think was necessary. And working with them was just, I felt like a way more like personal one-on-one experience. And we could just express to them like, here are our concerns, you know, here are our financial constraints. And like, we need to make this work, but what can we do?
You mentioned financial budgets and balancing, that you worked with a number of parties for the renovation and for the home. And I want to find out from you, because often we hear a lot of youngsters, they want to get into the same line that you are, although I know that you do comedy, but you're also an influencer as well. And that is an aspiring career for many young people these days. What would you say to those that are looking to take the same path as you?
I really think in the industry that I'm in, it's really about finding your niche and kind of doing what makes the most sense to you, but also being unique. Because I think it's very, especially when people hear the word influencer, people have like a cookie cutter like picture in their head of how an influencer should look and sound and like the kind of content they make. So I literally started my career by kind of creating satire around influencers, and I was doing parodies of influencers, and everyone started to call me the anti-influencer. So that's how it happened, and I guess that was my niche at the start. I was always like, you know what, I'm gonna do parodies, I'm gonna like joke about how like, hey, I'm everyone's favorite influencer, I'm Singapore's top influencer, even though I was like, okay, I'm horrible at everything, and this whole character is me being delusional. So that was the thing that I found worked best for me to kind of get like all my messages across, you know, put everything out there on the internet in the most hilarious way, and a way that I thought was just so funny. So because I was laughing at my own jokes, I was like, you know what, I hope someone out there was gonna laugh at this too. I think it's about finding that one thing that you haven't seen on the internet yet and really trying to be uniquely you, because that's why people want to watch your stuff, because you are you, no one else is you.
That's right. Now you're Singapore's top homeowner. There you go. Okay. Well, Priti, we'd love to talk to you some more, but unfortunately we've run out of time. But thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you so much for sharing. And you can go and check out Priti's Instagram page. It's Priti Please, to find out more about her contractor, to those of you who are still asking. Go and check it out. And stay tuned. She's got more content coming up. You are listening to Money FM 89.3, and we've been speaking with Priti Nair.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.